Okay, we are at the beginning of Tzadi Dalid, Tzorech Lechavi Neged Eretz Yisrael. So I guess a little bit of background before starting the Mechaber is that there actually is two Gemaras important to see. Really, the Mechaber is going to be working off the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed, which talks about always trying to face Eretz Yisrael, and specifically Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. Yet, there is a different Gemara in Baba Basra and Chaf Hei, which talks about facing different directions, depending which direction the Shechina is, depending upon if the person wants a Chochma or a Shiras. So how do you reconcile the two Gemaras? Meaning, is there an Inyan B'davka to face Eretz Yisrael, or is it you face whichever direction you want? So in the Tosfos over there in Bava Basra learns that actually is a Machlokas HaSugyas, that the two Gemaras do not work together. The Binyan Shlomo has a different teretz. The Binyan Shlomo says, no, the Gemaras aren't necessarily arguing on each other. It's talking about just whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not. Meaning, the Gemara in Baruch was talking about when you have the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that's where the Shechina is, and therefore you should face always that direction, wherever you are, turn towards Yerushalayim. And then the Gemara in Bava Basra is saying, well, there is no Beis HaMikdash, and that would be, famous Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, as to whether the Shechina is still in on the Machmah Mikdash or not. But okay, that's a little introduction. We'll get images. You see here in the Be'er HaGol, he's talking about how our Gemara is working with Goren Brachos on Daf Lamed. So here we go. Bekumo, when a person gets up, is palil, im hay omid b'chutz la'aretz, if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, sin yachs upon of k'neged Eretz Yisrael. So you turn to face whichever direction Eretz Yisrael is. V'yichavein gam liyushalayim, you should be facing Yerushalayim, right? That's meaning if you're in, what does this mean? If you're in Hebron, so you turn to face towards the direction of Yerushalayim. V'mikdash, v'veis kol shekadoshim, to face these directions. Hay oimi be'eretz Yisrael, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, yachs upon of k'neged Yerushalayim, should face Jerusalem. V'yichavein gam l'mikdash, v'veis kol shekadoshim, and again, focusing on the place in Yerushalayim towards where the Makom HaMikdash. Hay Omi B'Yerushalayim, Yach Supon of the Mikdash, then you turn to face the Mikdash, V'yichavin Gamkin, the base of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hay Omi Achore HaKaporis, if you're on the other side, meaning, let's say on the other side of the Kotel, the Western Wall, Mach Supon of the Kaporis, you would turn to face where the Kaporis is, where the place of the Mikdash was standing. Maybe you always think, oh, you just face east. No, you see, you don't just face east, you face the direction of Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph, Bechutz La'aretz Pirish, Kesha only Bechutz La'aretz LeMizracha Shel Eretz Yisrael, when you are to the Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael, Yechavi Pon of the Marav, so then you should face towards the east. Shehu Keneged Eretz Yisrael, because now you're facing Eretz Yisrael. Kesha only Mitzad Marav, you're on the western side, Kimo B'Medina Seinu, like we're in the west like we are, and riding in Poland, Yafach Pon of the Mizrach, so you face the Mizrach Van. V'chein b'chol haruchos, and similarly in all four directions. V'chein habir b'mashakos l'kam, that's what's explained later on. Hay omid be'eretz Yisrael, if you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, yach suponav, you face the direction towards Yerushalayim. Hay omid b'Yerushalayim, yach suponav, again, that's what the rest of the Mechaber said, again, working off the street from the Gemara in Brachos. Beis, k'neged Eretz Yisrael, sh'ne'emar, v'hispallu eilecha derech artzam. We will daven to you the way of your land. V'yichavein roitzeloimar yichavein libo af al pi she'iyah shalol hachzir pon of negdom. You should have in your mind, even if you're not able to physically face them, v'roitzeloimar means she'yachsho belibo v'reono, in your mind and in your heart, ki'ilu as if hu oimei b'mikdash, you're standing in that place, asher b'yushalayim b'mokam kodesh hakadoshim, that you're in that place. In the Dirshu number 1, he brings a machshava zoom of Urlakaman. We'll see later on. Shiachshav koidam techilas shmona esrei. You should be thinking this before you start your shmona esrei, because once you start already, shkema tefila atzmo tzarech shiachshav es pirush hamilos. You have to be thinking what the words mean, so you can't be distracted on that. Dalid kineged Yerushalayim, you face him. Shneimar says v'hispalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charto. You daven to Hashem in the city which you have chosen. Pointed out in other occasions that in Chumash you don't find Yerushalayim being mentioned by name. It's always the Makom Asher Yivchar, the place where Hashem will choose. And different answers in the Rishonim as to why that is, perhaps not to cause jealousy between the Shvatim, as to which one of the Shvatim would get the Chelik of Yerushalayim. No one knew. It's Hashem will build the base of English in Makom Asher Yivchar, but that's how it is. The city which has been chosen, which we know is Yerushalayim. Hey, pawn of the Mikdash, you should be facing the Makom of the Mikdash, Shneemar, Fizpalo El Habayis, Daven to this house. It says in the Dershu 2, it says Af Kishrayim Bechorbana. Unfortunately, right now it's not rebuilt. Bir Hamakor Chayim Shekevan Shelo Zozu Hashchina Mehakoysal Maravi. Since the Shchina has never left the Western Wall, Avil Bechorbana Yifna Love Hakoy. We still turn to face it. Shehu Teolam. It's an eternal mountain. Vegam Leinyan Moedim Derabanan. Or Shlomo Zalman Orbach. That sheyesh harbe shelo makpidin lehishtachvot letzad mizrach. When we're bowing, you know, most people, if you're standing and facing for the thing, but you know, for someone like me who's usually not facing the opposite directions, you have to turn and bow toward the mizrach. Shav sheishtachavaya zuhi medina digmara. Alkein, and therefore mistabish lechatchilat zarech hishtachvot lechemon beis lekimein beis hamikdash. You should be facing the beis hamikdash when you bow down for modim as well. Okay, Vav, Achrei HaKaporis, from the other side of the wall. Pierce, it means, B'maravo Shel Beis HaMikdash. You're on the Mariv side of the Beis HaMikdash, not on the Mizrach side. Zion, Pon of LaKaporis, you should face Yishneh, V'hispalu El HaMokom HaZeh. To face at this place. V'yira Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Oimei Lifnei HaKaporis. You should be seeing yourself as if you're standing in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, that was Al Aleph. Again, working with the Gemara and Brachos. Now, Beis. Im Mispalu L'ruach Mishar Ruchos. If you are facing a different direction, Yitzadid Pon of Letzad Eretz Yisrael Imhu Bechutz Laretz. You should turn your face towards the direction of Eretz Yisrael if you're outside. Yushalayim Imhu BeEretz Yisrael. And again, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should turn your face towards Yushalayim. V'Mikdash Imhu BeYushalayim. And if you're in Yushalayim, you should turn your face towards the Makom Mikdash. That's the Mechaber, says the Ramah. L'Mizrach. Since we, again, living in Poland and in Germany, we're facing towards Mizrach. Towards the east, mipnei she'anu yoshvim b'marav, because we're on the west shel Eretz Yisrael, nimsa paneinu le'Eretz Yisrael, comes out that we're now facing Eretz Yisrael midavin. Ein oisin makom ha'aron b'tzad ha'tzafila neged zrichas ha'shemesh mamash. You shouldn't place it corresponding to where the sun actually shines. Gizeh derech ha'minim. That was the way of the heretics. Rak mechavnim neged emtza ha'yoyim, right, where it's in the middle of the day. Fine. Umish roitza l'kayim Amorim haroitzel haashir yatzpin. This is the Gemara Bava Basra. Ola hachmim yadrim. Or do you want to be, again, if you want Ashiras, you face to the north. If you want to get smart, chachmim, you face towards the south. Mikomokim yitzadeid ponov lemizrach. Nevertheless, your face should be facing towards the mizrach. So that's the way that he reconciles the two Gemaras. That you're facing one way, but your face is towards Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. The ruach mishar ruchos kigon sheroitz lahakim olahashir. You want person wants chochma, person wants hashiras. From a chazal haroitz lahakim yadrim vaashir yatzpin. If you want chochma, face the south. If you want hashiras, face the north. Okigon sheroichev. You're riding on alchemon a donkey. Ve'i efshar lo lahachzir es atzmon letzader. As well, you're not able to turn yourself to face it. Meaning the donkey's walking in direction. It's walking north, whatever it is. Be'kol malkam yetzadid pon of lekayim mashen emar lehispalu arlech. You should turn your face at least to get towards Eretz Yisrael. Tes va'anu shemachazirim. If you should tzarich lehispalel letzad mizrach, you want to face the mizrach, the east. Nohagu likboa haheichal means the aron. In this case, shesefer Torah b'koyslo mizrachi. Therefore, we put the aron on the what they call the mizrach vant on the eastern wall. Ve'im iyef shalo likboa b'mizrach. Yikba bedarim. So if you can't put it on for a reason, sometimes just the shul can't be constructed that way, you put it on the southern wall. Va'al koponim lo lamar, but do not put it on the west. Shehiyeh or chore ha'am lehechal. That way your backs are to the place of the mikdash. Umihu afilu kovu hachecha v'koysel acher. Even if you have the aron on a different wall, tzarech lehispalel lachzir ponav lemizrach. You should still have your face towards the Mizrach. This comes up a lot, you know, when you have, you know, in the YU base medrash, where the old base medrash, I should say, where you know, not necessarily the arm is on the wall facing east. So Rabbi David Feinstein, Zatzal, held you face the aron. And I remember it was a big hack. For years, I used to try to position myself at a diagonal, and then one night by Mariv, I was davening next to Moriv Rebbe, Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig faced straight. Face the Aram. And from that time on, I was going to change direction to stand next to the Willig. So from then on, I followed Rabbi's Pesach and davened straightforward. Fine. Yud. Panedel Mizrach, because we're, I mean, riding in Europe, that's, we're facing towards the east. Ve'im om mitzlitzofon aledaron, right? Ve'his kiulo, if, you know, you didn't realize, you know, you didn't have your fancy smartphone with the compass on, and you started diving the wrong direction, and they mentioned you, by the way, you're facing the wrong direction. Also, la'aka rogla l'hatech l'mizrach, you're not allowed to, you know, move your feet. Ele ya'akim ponav l'mizrach b'day b'zeh, so just turn your head towards the direction of Mizrach, and that is sufficient. Afila imis pala imacherim shepenenim l'mizrach. Even you're diving with everyone else, and they're facing the Mizrach. Ve'im iyesher, if that's impossible, o she'oimid ponav l'marav, or you're facing Mariv, yechavein libo l'kodesh kodashim, and your heart should be thinking about facing Kodesh Kodashim, v'lo yakarog, and you don't get up and move your feet. Ach im mispal de'beis ha'kinesis, the avsha milsa. It's going to be so obvious by doing this. Mitzadei prima godim loyimer da yahafoich es atzmo litzad hakahal. Then you should change to face the same direction as the community, as everyone else. V'chein pasuk b'sefer Shulchan Shlom, that's the Pesach in Shulchan Shlom, basic and extra, shehemidu bo es aron ha'kodesh litzad dorum ha'olam. If they built the shul in such a way that now the aron is on the southern side, v'chulam is palim neged aron ha'kodesh shehu litzad dorum, and everyone's turning and facing that direction, af shehu shelo kahogon, even though this is not the correct thing to do, canal b'sif katan tes, as we just mentioned, right, mikol malkam habol hispalo sham, you're diving there, yispalo litzad shehetzibu mispalim, ach litzad ipon of the mizrach, you should face your body, you should be lined up there, but your head should be turned towards mizrach. Yud aleph neged emza hayom, where the sun is positioned in the middle of the day. Hailish nilav dafka doesn't mean this specifically. El roitzel means as follows: be'erech, approximately chatzi shah o shah acher kach, half hour, an hour after that. She'az v'shemesh kevar nado harbe mimakom, it's moved a lot. U'mesharin kolze be'esha chul tukufas nisan o tishrei o shavu achas kodem lezeh. So we figure this out in the middle of the Nisan or in the Tishrei. I'm bir halacha shehetakti as loshen halavush bezeh. I bring down the lavush over there. Reb Mordechai Yaffe ve'ayin ba'achronim shehiskimu kulam ledivrei halavush. What the Lavush is talking about is facing diagonally, because, you know, really in Poland, or anywhere really in Europe, you're not exactly directly due east. It's northwest of Eretz Israel, right? Ratnota gam king litzfono, right? Shemidu kosa obesa kinesis, nota kitsas litzad mizrochis droimis shela olam. So it should be a little bit to the southeast, right? Because that's where you're going to be facing if you're in Europe, and that's how you face. Southeast faces Eretz Israel. Shaz tamo nechuvan keneged Eretz Israel, obesa medrash, kodshe kadoshim. That way you're getting all these milas of facing Eretz Israel, facing Yerushalayim, facing the Beis Hamikdash. Vechein kol medina lefi ta no saw, according to its planet. Ya mido basic kinesis lefi darkom. So you have to place it where you live in order to position yourself. Ubaseva lechem chamudos yishiv minika olim. He wants to, you know, explain and justify what people do. He really thinks you really should be following, if possible, this. Again, sometimes it's just not possible. You can't. But if you could, then you should try to, you know, position yourself a little bit to get the, let's be at the direct corner, but a little bit, not due east, but a little bit to the south, right? Ve'im miz damein l'mokam shakoisuhu keneged Mizrach, for whom it's added pon of neged Mizrach is Dromis, and you're facing a little Mizrach is Dromis, a little southeast. Ein sham ach im mizdamin lo she'omid umispalo bitzad dorom aron goes to the south. Lo yasakin, don't do this. She'az yenire kehoifich oref v'lo ponim klape aron kodesh. It's like you've turned around the back of your neck to this. Ein sham belechem chamudos v'kosav prima godim demekomos she'osin hakoso mamish neged mizrach tov lasos mokom harav letzofon aron kodesh. If this way it is, then the rav should be standing to the north of the Aron, kidei sheyuchal hadrim v'yachkim. The Rav needs chokhmah. He's got a pasuk in shilas. He has to give good eitzes. So he should be turning. If he's facing the Aron, he's going to be facing Dorum as well. V'dorum iyeshal hadrim. Right, because if he's on the south, he can't turn to face the south. Because now he's facing away from the Aron Kodesh. Uvmakoma she'osin kelavush, the place where you like the vush, which again is referencing kind of getting this diagonal positioning. Roi lahoshiv harav liyamin ha'aron. You should be on the right side of the Aron. V'im lo lahasir machlokes al yachbid. If it's going to make a machlokes, then don't do this. Yud Beis Yitzadid Ponim should turn his face. Rashi Pirish Ipcha. Rashi is the exact opposite. Shema the Mizrach Yitzadid Ponim the Dorum Olatzofon. So you should be facing the Mizrach and then move your head towards the north or south if you want the Chachmo or the Ashiris. V'chein Min Hagenu V'Nochonu. This is the correct. This is our Minug. Kedei Shelo Yehe Choluk Ba'Midoso Min Hatziv. We should be standing in a different direction than everybody else. Koso Prima Gadim Makomos She'osin Kilavush. In the places where they follow this, Hakosel Vitzad Mizrachis Dromis, and they put it in the southeastern corner. Ein Tzarech Lahadrim, you don't have to now turn to get to the south. Belof Hachi Gam Kainu, because you got this anyway. Gam Eif Shalitz Lahatzpin, it's impossible now to face to the north. Dinir Kahoifich Pon of Eretz Yisrael, because if you would turn now to the north by doing this, then it's like you're turning away from Eretz Yisrael, which is undesirable. Okay, the last one is Gimel, very short. Misha eini yocho lechavin haruchos. The person is not able to determine what direction it's in. It's a cloudy day, or for whatever reason you can't do it. So in this case, what do you do? Yechavin libo l'aviv sheshabayim. Right, that you realize I'm davening to Hashem. You know, in a similar case, sometimes people want to daven for a chol and they don't know the name. So you have the person in mind. Hashem knows what you're thinking. You can't get the exact. Oh, it's better to get the best name. It's better to daven than besoch shar chol Yisrael. But if you can't, you can't. If you don't know what direction you're doing, you best you can. But the key thing is the kavana here. That you know who you're davening to Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up with Dalad in the next year.